This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, it's Tuesday, and we're ready to begin again with you.
We're saved because we're loved. It's such an awesome thing to know. Learning to value ourselves, beginning with having the courage to believe we're worth it. And we want to encourage everybody out there that you're worth it. You are worth saving. You're worth loving. You're worth it, okay? Whatever you've been told or come to believe about yourself, we want you to listen today because we want to encourage you. You are loved and you are valued just for being who you are.
That's right.
And this the ultimate passage that goes with this, there is no other.
It's in John 3:16-17. For God loved the world so much that he gave us one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
That's beautiful.
It is. You know, and so, I mean, that's what we're talking about. You know, we're saved because of that we are loved. And learning to have value in ourselves begins with having the courage to believe that we are worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, and by accepting Christ and seeing what God the Father did for us, I mean, how could you not believe that we're worth it?
Did you ever have a time in your life when you didn't believe you were worth saving?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I didn't know the Lord, yeah. I mean, my goodness, I mean, I ran from him. I didn't run toward him, mm-hmm. You know, because I figured, man, you know, I just wasn't, you know, he wouldn't want me in his kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, you walk in church and lightning strikes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought lightning was going to strike the first time I went back to church after a long time. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Lightning didn't strike, but his love did.
It did, honey. Keep going. Keep talking.
Yeah, his love, man, I tell you, it struck me down.
But you had become sick and tired of your life, though, right?
Oh, I had, yeah, and I knew there had to be something more.
But you became
know?
Open and willing.
Like I became okay. Open and willing, exactly.
Through an invitation, a friend.
Through an invitation, he asked me to go to church every week for 5 years.
And you hear people hear us talking about willingness a lot.
Yeah.
And that is so key. No one drug you.
Nope.
No one forced you. You went willingly.
Right. He just asked me.
Well, yeah, but he gave God something to work with without you even knowing it.
Well, all those 5 years when I would say no to him going to church, it didn't change how he treated me. He loved me anyway.
That's right.
You know, and that showed me, you know, the man, you know what? This guy's pretty cool. I mean, I'm saying no to him for so long.
Your friend.
Yeah, my friend. And then, you know, here he is. He still loves me. We still talk, you know. And so I did, you know. I willingly accepted. And willingly, I accepted Jesus into my life. Mm-hmm. And all those years that I was running from him, I came to realize, as I was running from him, he was running towards me.
How did you know that?
Just by being affirmed immediately that he's my Father. And I came to know that, yes, I do love Jesus. But I've said in many podcasts, what changed my life is when I came to realize how much he loves me.
How much he loves you.
That just blew me away. And
did you not feel loved? Lovable?
Well, you know, my mom loved me. Of course, you know, all parents love their kids, you know, just like what we're talking about with Jesus, you know, we're his kids. But no, at that point, I didn't feel deserving to be lovable. You know, I was living a secret life. you know, and that's why I didn't thank God that he would want me, you know, I was so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically just told me, so you know what, give your life to me,
mm-hmm.
so I'll clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're my boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'd be an honor
mm-hmm.
to clean you up. And I'm thinking, the God of the universe loves me that much? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords loves me?
Mm-hmm.
Blew me away. Knocked me to my knees. It truly knocked me to my knees. And I hadn't got up yet.
So what happened?
And I never will.
What happened inside of you? What happened inside of you?
Well, just the knowing, you know, the affirmation. And then when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, and he made himself so evident to me.
Mm-hmm.
My self-confidence of knowing that I am worthy of being loved. The self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
The affirmation that now I know who my Father truly is. I mean, so much, you know. Mm-hmm. And people ask me, you know, well, how does it, you know, that aren't believers, well, how does it feel to be saved? I want to know before I ask that question. You know, before I ask Jesus in my life. And I just tell them, man, I don't know. I don't know how to tell you. You know, I can tell you my testimony. I can tell you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But until you give your life to it,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible to tell you how wonderful and awesome it is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle. It's one of his awesome miracles. You know, you read of miracles in the Bible, healing the blind, raising the dead,
mm-hmm.
turning water into wine. Well, another miracle is that he saved Scott Neal.
That's right.
And that he can save you too.
And there's a part to this story that we want everybody listening to understand is that people that love Scott were praying for him.
Oh, my gosh. I had a couple praying for me for 10 years. I didn't even know it.
That's the other part of this story. And some of y'all listening know people that you want to be praying for.
Mm-hmm.
They need you praying for them. So much of our podcast is for you. But we want you to know we're putting into you so that you can go and put into someone else. And so that's a big part of the story here. Someone who loves God enough to not stop praying for him. And so he's living proof. If you're frustrated because there's somebody out there you're praying for and you're just not seeing anything happening in their life, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Because I didn't know Scott before. But apparently from what I've heard and what he's told me and others have told me, just him giving his life to Christ was such a miracle that many people did the same thing because they're like, in a loving way, man, you know, if there is a God, if this could happen to you.
That's for sure.
You know, and so don't give up. Be praying for people that you know that may not even be prayed for unless it's you praying for them. That's not to make anybody feel guilty. That should just put that deep sense of love that you already have for them. Just start praying for them and don't forget. Because your prayers they're not falling on deaf ears and they're not bouncing off the ceiling.
Sure.
You just never know.
Yeah, you never do. You never know.
And look, I mean, you're spreading the gospel now.
Yeah.
And we want to have Mike and Becky on to give them their testimony about
their
relationship
goodness.
With you. And it's very powerful. So I just felt really impressed to say that.
Yeah, well, I remember after a couple of months after I was saved, I was talking to Mike and Becky. And I was just expressing, you know, to both of them how much I love Jesus and what he's doing in my life. Now, look over at Becky.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
And she was crying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her and said, man, did I do something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I said, Becky, did I say something wrong or is everything okay? She said, I know now, mm-hmm. after all these years, mm-hmm. I am affirmed that there is a God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you, Mike and Becky Sherhart,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
for loving me and knowing that I'm worth it.
That's right.
You know? Well, you know what? You're worth it too.
That's right.
You're more than worth it. Come to know Him. We can't tell you how your salvation experience is going to feel, okay? And I really don't like that word. When I say that I know God, because I'm not a big believer in saying believe, because believe kind of is a gray area, you know? I know you died on the cross.
Yeah.
I know you rose on the third day, and I know that you love me. And I know, Lord, that you love everyone listening to this podcast. Everyone is a child of God. You may just not know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, if you want to know that you've been saved because of love, if you want to have that courage to believe and know that you're worth it, well, today's the day. You know, you may have prayed that prayer years ago when you were a child, just because you were supposed to. But right now, today, you're saying, you know what, man, I never gave my heart to Jesus. But today I want to. Maybe you've never done it. And you're saying to yourself, you know what, I need to give my heart to Him. What I'm doing just ain't working. And some days I don't think I'm worth it. Well, every day when you wake up, after you give your life to Jesus, you'll know that you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You may have some bad days. That's part of life. But never, ever in your life will you question that you're worth it. He died on the cross for you. He bore all your sins. And you are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would pray this prayer, and please know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for telling me that I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you died on the cross, Lord. I know that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven, and I'm asking you right now to forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for telling me that I am worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is the cross. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, listen, go ahead, eh?
No, I was going to say this has been a great day. I always love hearing your story.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that you guys are, and ladies are listening to us around the world. You know what? I pray that all of you who prayed that prayer of salvation will let us know. Email us at info@livingitup.org. And like we've said in our recent podcast, pretty soon we'll be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so today's Tuesday. Start praying about a church this weekend. Okay? Mm-hmm. You might want to attend and ask if they have a mentorship, a discipleship program. Even if you've been going to church for 20 years and you just realize, man, I don't have a relationship with God. You know what? Ask them if they have a mentorship program. Let somebody walk beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And just learn more and more of how you're worth it.
That's right.
Through Jesus.
Well, have a wonderful Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're saved because you're loved. And because of that, keep living it up.
While beginning again.